So the Rosh and Ois Lamed Aleph, the second half. Zichron Tzion Yerushalayim B'Shivim Leiv U'V'Daga U'V'Anocha B'Dima. So he said the first half was Vidui Ala B'Nesecha Erev Avoker Al Tayechzar. The person is saying Vidui every day. The second half of what he does every day, he has Zichron Tzion Yerushalayim, and that's done B'Shivim Leiv U'V'Daga Anocha U'V'Dima. So we halavai on Tisha B'Av, we should reach the madrega of Shivron Leiv, Da'oga, Anocha, and Dima. And the Rosh was saying it was every day, you know, that he was remembering the Zichron of Tzion Yerushalayim, and it was to the madrega of Shivron Leiv, Da'oga, Anocha, and Dima. And this was a Kabbalah that he made upon himself. So obviously the person can make such a Kabbalah. You know, he has a tremendous amount of regish in it. I want to talk one or two points about it. We come to Tisha B'Av, we come to this, and we talk about the Churban, we talk about Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have a real Havana in it. But one thing we do have Havana in is, we're Bnei Torah. We have people have shifas. We would like to be doing better in our avodas Hashem. We would like to feel closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, especially during the tkufa of Elul, Sesame Tshuva. A person has a tshuka to connect to his Creator. You should know what's holding us back is the lack of the Beis HaMikdash. What's holding us back is the lack of the kedusha and the bria which the Beis HaMikdash imparted. The lack of the Yir Shamayim that the Beis HaMikdash gave us. A person would go to Beis HaMikdash on some other year. Medrash says that a person would walk to Beis HaMikdash once, he was able to absorb enough Yerushalayim to last for a whole year. A person would walk in the Shalim one time, in the Mikdash one time. We would be different people. The world would be a different world. We would be different people. And we relate to that. We do have that frustration. We do have that emotion. We do have that desire. So when a person feels that hargosha, he's able to stop and say, you know why we don't have that? Because we don't have the kedusha that Mikdash offers us. So that's when we are connecting to the nakuda of the da'oga, the anocha, the dima, of the lack of Mikdash. One nakuda. Second nakuda, from a totally different perspective. Chaim Volozhiner says a fascinating thing. When he talks about the tefillah, his vision of the proper understanding of tefillah is that the ikar of the tefillah should be that the person is feeling bad for Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. The person is in Klaisos and the Golus. The person cannot be mashpi in the world what he wants to be mashpi in the world. The person's presence is not visible in the world the way it's supposed to be visible in the world. The tachas of the bria has not become to its fruition, and the shechina is begalusa. So the Russian's presence is not here. If we really care about our melech, really care about Kadosh Baruch Hu, that should bother us. And our tefillah should be about that being returned. Ben Yonah uses that nusach, and he talks about in Shar Gimel that a person wants to be a tzir neman. He wants to be a true shliach, a true messenger, a true agent of his Creator. He would want to see the increase of the same way a person who cares about his king. So it's wants that others should recognize the importance of the king, the give cover to the king, serve the king properly. So that's what we're called upon to have that desire. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that the ikar of tefillah is that. The ikar of tefillah is that request. So, for us, I think that the ikar of tefillah, we can get the flavor of the tefillah, that our own personal request that we're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu and asking, that's an accomplishment. But sometimes we sell ourselves short, that in the sense that we are Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, nation and here. Kleisel, the covenant of Kleisel is down in the dirt. And what we are supposed to accomplish, and we are supposed to be the one which carry the nes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, carry the degel, carry the flag of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria, we've not been successful in that, and that should bother us. A person comes in Yom Kippur, and that the tefillah should only be about me, or even more, the tefillah should be about other people. And the tefillah isn't about the Bria, that the Bria is not where it's supposed to be. That the whole function of the world is doesn't make any sense. We're still not getting it 100%. You know, that's a painful thing. We spoke on Tisha B'Av. We live in a world which the thought process is so far removed of what the Baruch Hashem envisions for the world. And we want that moment where the Russian will re-present himself, and the world will understand that what life is about, the value of doing the right thing. It should be painful. It should be painful for us that we don't see that in the Bria. The Ben Yonah goes weiter. He says, if that's our Hargosha, he says that. He says, Kat Sarni Hashem. What's Kat Sarni Hashem? He says that you feel bad when somebody else is being successful in Avodas Hashem. He says, because if you truly loved your master, you'd be very, very, very happy for him. So Chatz Levin Shin Zatzal said, with the Baal Musar that he was, he says, let's get to the thought process. So Baruch is sitting in Beis Medrash. And he's not learning as much as he would like to learn. And the guy next to him is learning better. He said, wow, I'm jealous of that guy. Sarnei Hashem. Sarnei Hashem. You should say, wow, I'm so excited that Hashem has such beautiful servants who are doing so well. Right? He said, okay, it doesn't bother me. He says, then you're a Kalnish Kaventer, he says. Because whatever really important to us, we're jealous of. People who like money are jealous of people who have more money. So I say it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me to become a big tzaddik. It doesn't bother because it's not important to me. The guy learns a lot. I'd rather have money instead. So good, let him learn. It should bother me that the guy next to me is learning so much. Because if it doesn't, it's a simon, I'm not holding my b'chal, I have no shaykhis. That the guy's davening or the guy's better meters. Right? So we're called upon to, if it doesn't bother us, we're b'chal, they're not even on the page. If it bothers us, we're Sarnei Hashem. Ben Yonah says wonderful things about a Sarnei Hashem. So it's like, that's what it means to Tarmitz, is it's that perfect balance. I had a chaver in yeshiva. First was a fascinating person, very, very, very about shuva, very brilliant fellow, came to yeshiva. And he one day says to me, he's sitting in Spanish. He was older than most of the guys there. He's sitting in Spanish. We learned together. He says, I don't understand why somebody would be jealous of somebody else who's being successful. And this is a fellow who had what to be jealous of, and he was a person who wanted to grow. He says, but don't I gain more when there's more Torah in the base matters? Don't I gain more also? There's more Kedusha here. There's more Torah being learned. So I benefit from it. So why should I want to be jealous? I should be happy. I gain more. That was his way of framing it. And it's a good point. Right? If the person next to you is learning, so instead of being jealous, say, what can I get from that? What can I gain from that? The person next to you is being successful in his... Right? I mean, lahavdol... Right? A person's he's frustrated with his inability to stick to a diet. So his friend comes and says, walks in and says, I just lost 15 pounds on my diet. So the person says, he did it, why can't I? Right? That's the hargosha. So turn around and say, you know what? I've been having a lot of difficulty with it. Can you help me do it? Like, yeah, that's great. How'd you do it? What were your techniques? Maybe you can, motivate me. Maybe you can be connected to me. Maybe you can be mechazik me. There's so much you can get, so lahavdil, if I'm having difficulty learning, the guy next to me is doing well, so maybe he doesn't have the challenges that I have, which is one possibility, and if he does, so how'd you do it? Let me know, help me, be mechazik me. So we don't always feel comfortable that's turning to the person next to us for chizuk, but I think most of us, if the guy walks in and says, I just made $50,000, how'd you do it, would be a fair question. Because that's something which we all relate to, that's something normal to ask for. So asking a person, how'd you do it that you're able to sit a whole Seder and I can't do it? Is a fair question. How you do it that you're able to control yourself when that I saw you were by lunch and somebody said a line, you're about to say geschmack a line with somebody and you controlled yourself. How'd you do it? How can you help me do that too? I have difficulty doing that. The last time I had that challenge, I really said something not nice. And I hurt somebody. And I feel bad that I did it. How did you do it? It says, whatever the person's grappling with, you know, a person's grappling with gaiva, he's grappling with low self-esteem, he's grappling with chaos, he's grappling with atzlus. I can't get up in the morning. I know you had a problem, you overcame that problem. Can you help me? So if we're holding by this Nakuda of Zikron Sinir Shalayim, Meshivan Leva, but the Ogo Vanocha Badima, which means, the way we're understanding it means, that our sheifas for the true accomplishments of Ruchnius in the world is lacking, and we recognize that, and it's lacking because the Mikdash is missing, and we do have such a sheifa for Hatzlacha and Ruchnius, and what's a real valid accomplishment. And it really is b'shimon leiv b'dogo b'anocha. You'll tell me how you did it, please. I can't live like this. I'm not comfortable living like this. I just can't do it. You got to help me. You got to give me a suggestion. You got to be mechazes me. You got to cheer for me. You got to daven for me. Help! I need help. And the happy, you see somebody, you know, you would want to be available to help. I said, I see you have a lot of problems lately. Can I help you? Don't do that either. The guy says, no. You know, who do you think you are anyway? And then expand that. Is Klaiso where Klaiso wants to be? Is Klaiso where Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Klaiso to be? Rosam spoke by the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. It's a brother. Wouldn't you want to know who your brother is? Wouldn't you want to care about, you know, he's not doing so well. So there's the guy next to you on the bench, there's the base medrash, there's a tzibur, there's Klal Yisrael. And then there's a world which, but it's not where it's supposed to be. And all of that is like, these are, now is the time to misbarden. If you want to look at the tekufa starts from Shiva Sabatamba's to Yom Kippur. That's when Klai Yisrael, the luchos were broken, and then there was the process of reconciliation, the process of fixing it up. So the kufa, there was destruction, and there's rebuilding, and this is the process of rebuilding. The rebuilding is rooted in these days, and these days are the opportunity we can be mechazik, we can build ourselves, and build the world around us. And that'll be the binyan of Tzion and Yerushalayim, Bezalel Hashem.